It's the weekday wake up on SVI Radio, Swift 98 and the Spur, as we head into this hour's guest interview segment today. And Amy Moon is joining me this morning over the phone. She's a member of the Rotary Club of Star Valley. And Amy, excited to learn more about this event that the Rotary is doing in conjunction with the libraries around the Star Valley area, this battery recycling drive that's going to be happening in a couple of days around Star Valley. Tell us what this is, a battery recycling drive. What is it?
Yeah, so it is actually specifically for lithium ion batteries, and these are the batteries that get recharged. So, like, think about the battery in your phone, in a tablet, hearing aids. There are power tools out there, so many small items out there that, you replace your phone every 3 years, you know, and then it goes in a drawer, or maybe it doesn't hold a charge as well as it used to, so it goes in a drawer. Or it goes into the landfill. You just throw it away. So we have the Rotary Club has partnered with a company that's called Redwood Materials, and they were founded in 2017, and their whole business is recycling lithium ion batteries. And what they do is they take these batteries and they recover the metals out of the batteries. And they say they can recover up to 95% of those metals, and they take those and they put them back into the supply chain in order to make new batteries or other materials that use these minerals.
Interesting. And so it's more than just, it's not a disposal. It really is a recyclable program then. And what do you see as the big advantage to doing this and having these batteries recycled as opposed to just disposed of?
No, absolutely. So you keep these batteries out of the landfills. Two, you're going to increase the supply of these minerals inside the United States. So for example, one of the minerals they use in lithium ion batteries is cobalt. And most of the cobalt in the world comes out of China. So by being able to recycle the batteries that are currently existing in the United States, we're able to increase the cobalt supply within the United States. Other great reasons for recycling your devices, it helps clean out your junk drawers. I mean, you know, I know I've got like 4 old phones and 2 old tablets that are just sitting around, not doing much of anything. And this also helps support, you know, like domestic manufacturing, domestic supply. And then it also reduces all that need for mining. So in order to mine all the new minerals out of the earth.
Absolutely. So. Amy Moon this morning with the Rotary Club of Star Valley. This battery recycling drive is coming up May 27th through May 31st. So give us kind of the logistics of this. How does it work? How do people donate or how do people drop off these items? Give us those details.
Yeah, you bet. So yeah, it is the week after Memorial Day weekend. So it's a Tuesday to a Saturday. And we are working with the libraries in Star Valley. So there's one in Alpine, one in Thame, and one in Afton. And what you'll do is you'll just stop by during their regular business hours, and there is a specific drop box. And you will see it. It's going to say it's a cardboard box, and it's going to have a set of, there are these little plastic bags. They're sort of orangish in color. And you'll put your device into that bag. And the purpose for the bag is to help reduce the chance of static electricity happening from the devices rubbing up against each other. Because static electricity can cause a fire, and the last thing we need is a battery fire. So put your device into the little orange bag and then just drop it in the box. And we do emphasize that we do want you to drop these off during regular library hours. Please do not drop them in the overnight box. The libraries have fabulous hours. They are open through the evenings, and then they are open on Saturday. All of them are open Saturday, 10 to 2. So,
perfect. And just the device with the battery, right? No need to bring the charger or anything like that.
Correct. So you just bring the device. We don't need the charger. There's nothing to recycle. There's no lithium ion in the charger itself. So you just keep that part. If you are bringing like a cell phone or a tablet, please make certain to Log out of everything on the device, take the SIM card out of your phone, you know, go to factory reset, reset the factory settings, and honestly, just do that to keep yourself safe. Redwood Materials does their best to make certain that nobody gets into your personal information, but they don't have a guarantee that that's going to happen. So it's just to be better safe than sorry. To log out of everything. And you don't have to take, if you've got something where the battery is removable, you can just remove that battery. But if it's something like a cell phone where it's all sort of one big package, just, you know, set it to factory settings and just drop the whole thing off.
Absolutely. Amy Moon again with the Rotary Club of Star Valley, partnering with the three libraries in Lincoln County and Star Valley, the three Lincoln County libraries in Star Valley and Alpine, Thane, and Afton for this battery recycling drive May 27th through May 31st. Amy, this is something that you've kind of seen firsthand. Tell us more about that growing up, as many of us did in an agricultural setting, and maybe shed some light on that for you personally.
Yeah, so recycling for me, so I grew up on a farm in Iowa. I know, right? and every farm where I grew up, you had how they took care of their trash is you had the burn pile and you had the it doesn't burn pile. And the it doesn't burn pile was glass and metal. And the glass just was there forever and the metal would slowly rust. And everybody had a big pile. And when they first came out with recycling, basically everybody kind of got on board because it was like, you're just building a pile of trash on your property. And so for me, I love recycling because the material is there. We've already got it. So to be able to take that material that we've used once and be able to take it and put it back into the supply chain and be able to use it again, to me, I think that's just like the best that can happen. And I like the efficiency of it, and I like the fact that we reuse things, because to me, it's just the most logical way to be using our materials.
Absolutely, no doubt. Lithium ion battery recycling drive that takes place May 27th through May 31st. You can drop off those batteries at any of the Star Valley libraries in Alpine, Thane, and Afton, of course. Amy Moon with the Rotary Club of Star Valley. Amy, anything we missed on this event that you'd like to touch on this today?
You know what? I think it's just come out, bring your devices, clean out your junk drawers, and I'm really excited about this. It is brand new. It's something that they just started doing in 2020, and I'm really happy that we here in Star Valley can be a part of it and help increase the supply chain on these rare materials.
Amy Moon, Rotary Club of Star Valley. It's the Weekday Wake Up on SVI Radio.